When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in an hour, we will get into Friday night, late night. So we talked about our weekends and our Friday nights, but late night, everybody was watching Netflix to watch Mike Tyson. So we'll get into that fiasco coming up at 7:20. Later in the show, Matt Verderam joins us from Sports Illustrated as we get into the NFL. It's Cowboys week, Cakes.
Very good.
Now, the Cowboys play tonight.
That's right. The Texans.
Mm-hmm. So they've got a short week against the Commanders,
who had
a long weekend.
Extra rest banked for the Commanders.
That's good. We'll get into that. We'll hit the Skins coming up at 7 o'clock. But right now, time for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. So what did we learn on Sunday watching the games? I think we could start with the Ravens. We learned that Justin Tucker is not the old Justin Tucker as the Ravens fall to the Steelers. Mike Tomlin now 16-10 in his career head-to-head against John Harbaugh. The Steelers have had the Ravens number recently, and it was a game decided by field goals. The Steelers couldn't get in the end zone, but their kicker hit six, and Lamar Jackson was pretty much held in check through his first interception in quite a long time, which was a great play by the Steelers linebacker. He just wrestled it out of, was that Justice Hill?
I think it was Justice
Hill. I think the
ball
was from Justice Hill and just kind of wrestled it out of his arms as they were going to the ground. So, tough game. Steelers now 8-2 atop the AFC North with the Ravens at 7-4.
Here's what I learned. I fell into the trap of, hey, let's stream Russell Wilson this week with my starting quarterback on bye. I wouldn't want those 30 points from Jameis Winston. How about I'll take 7 or 8 from Russell Wilson?
I did the same thing, Cakes, and I, you know, I turned to you and you gave me the seal of approval on picking up because I had Kyler Murray on bye.
Shrugging my shoulders. I mean, I didn't know that Russ was going to save the game against the Ravens, who can't stop anybody through the air to have a big giant dud. But it happens.
Somebody was saying, I saw JP, they were hitting us up. They're big Jaden Daniels defenders, which I consider myself a Jaden Daniels defender. Why not? That this kind of indicates him when we only had, we scored 27 against the Steelers.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't have his best game. I don't know.
Says something. Now, if you looked at the numbers, how many yards did Washington end up with against the Steelers? I mean, Steelers have a really good defense.
Right.
I know that they scored 27 points, but one of them was off a turnover. I don't think they had a ton of yards in that game.
They had 202, 260, I don't know, maybe... Shoot, I can't.
Just go to team stats in the box score. It'll say.
I can't find the team. Oh, there you go. There you go.
Total yards.
How these did it anger you that Patrick Queen and
wasn't
his
it less than 300?
242, yeah.
10 tackles.
312. We had 242.
Had a tackle for loss, led the Steelers with tackles.
No, it angers me more that the Ravens had about 80 penalties.
Okay. Yeah. I can understand you being upset.
Yeah, so, I mean, it vindicates them to some extent, but they didn't have the yardage that the Ravens had against the Steelers. Look, the Steelers, a lot of people don't want to buy into them as being a contender, but they're 8-2. And I know in this game, Russell Wilson didn't have some sort of big game. Cakes is saying he was terrible. I didn't think he was terrible. He did have a terrible interception. He's not putting up these gaudy numbers, but for the most part, now yesterday he threw an awful interception in the end zone. I think he thought his tight end was 6'7". When he threw that ball, he thought his tight end might be able to jump. Okay, his tight end looked like he had cinder blocks.
If you think getting sacked four times, having a 14.5 QBR is a good performance, then...
No, what I was going to say is he's got six touchdowns with only two picks since he's taken over, which is kind of like what Justin Fields did, but he's making enough big plays, and they're undefeated with him as the quarterback in there. So, big win for the Steelers. Little separation in the division with the Ravens, who are 7-4. Derrick Henry, just 65 yards rushing, did find the end zone in the game. So that was the biggest game of the 1 o'clock slate. The biggest game, arguably, of the day was the Chiefs Bills game. Bills get that one 30-21. So the Chiefs, who had headed into the game undefeated and who had, I believe, four walk-off wins, most recently blocking a kick to seal the win. It finally catches up to them. Josh Allen rumbles for a 26-yard scramble, which was the last touchdown. Then they hold him off to win that game 30-21. Mahomes did throw three touchdown passes, threw a late interception in the game, but Bills beat them in the regular season, which has happened fairly consistently the last few years. The problem is the playoffs.
I'm glad the Chiefs' fairy tale ride is over. They, you know, the talk of an undefeated season will now go by the wayside. Pretty good effort in a tough, hostile environment on the road. But, I mean, Josh Allen on that 4th-and-2, he just had a manly run to seal the game for them.
He's a load, dude.
Yeah.
He took a big shot at one point, and he just
he takes shots all the time.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing.
So we also learned that NFC North is a monster right now. Now, the Bears lost, and I actually felt bad for the Bears because they lost. Caleb drove them down the field, got him in position, hit a game-winning field goal. They had lost 10 straight to the Packers, so they're in position to win the game. I think it was a 44-yarder. I might be off by a yard or two, but very makeable in today's NFL, and the kick gets blocked, so they fall to 4-6. But the rest of the division, I handed Cakes $2. Mm-hmm. The Vikings have won 3 in a row. So the Vikings, 8-2.
Looks like Darnold had a decent day.
He had a nice bounce back after a bad week last week.
I know he's been, you've been just attacking him of late.
Well, he had thrown a bunch of interceptions.
A little bit. You've been off the Darnold train a little bit.
I've been the Sam Darnold hype man from day one the season started.
I said he was turning back into Sam Darnold. Yeah. And I think Cakes agreed.
I thought he agreed, too.
Last week was
abysmal. It tested you.
It tested my resolve, but yeah. I'm pro Sam Darnold.
All right.
So it's a weird spot to be in, trust me.
They're 8-2, EB.
Yeah.
But the Lions are 9-1. They don't just beat people. They smash people.
They beat you senseless, and they don't take the foot off the gas pedal until super late. Like, they'll be up 35 points, and they're still trotting out Goff, Amon-Ra, both of the running backs. Like, when you see Hendon Hooker, then you know it's officially over.
Yeah.
Then you know they're up by, like, 42 points, which is what happened yesterday. That's the biggest yardage differential in a game dating back to 1979.
Mm. So Goff,
the Jags are inept.
Goff, who had 5 interceptions last week in the win, had 4 touchdowns in this game. David Montgomery found the end zone twice. Amon-Ra St. Brown found the end zone twice. 11 catches for $161. Ben Johnson can write his check pick his job, whatever team he wants.
I mean,
him deciding to come back to Detroit and wait another year to be a head coach. Brilliant decision on his part, because that offense is absurd.
He could wait another year if he wants. He could just say, you know what? If he can look out over the trash, he's like, Jacksonville, do I want to go to New Orleans with Derek Carr? Maybe not. He could wait another year if he wanted to. and put up even scarier video game numbers for another year with
so,
that offense.
I mentioned that the Bears game, they lost to the Packers. So the Packers are 7-3. So you look at the NFC North, Lions 9-1, Vikings 8-2, Packers 7-3. And then if you want to look at the playoff picture, EB, where the Commanders fit right now in the NFC, they are the 7 seed at 7-4.
Mm-hmm.
Packers 6, Vikings 5, and then of course you got the division winners. Real quick, NFC West, that is anybody's ball game. Cardinals had a bye. They're 6-4. They're mm-hmm. atop the division. Every other team in the division 5-5. People keep waiting, including myself, for the Niners to take off. It's not happening. Geno Smith scrambles in the end zone to win that game against the 49ers.
I like Drab's tweet, by the way, from last night. If Geno Smith has 1 million fans, I'm one of them. If Geno Smith has 10 fans, I'm one of them. If Geno Smith has 1 fan, it's me. If Geno Smith has no fans, I am dead. Made me laugh, Drabs.
Thanks,
Kicks. Well put.
He's my guy to the very end.
You know what? You're Geno ride or die.
Now, I got a little shaky after he threw another horrible pick early mm-hmm. in the game, but the Seahawks defense kept him in it, and his 10th game-winning drive since 2022 leads the NFL. It's my guy.
And you know what? I have been officially asleep on him using his legs. Now, he's not Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels, but...
Got a little giddy up.
He's got some scoot in him.
He's not usually... Okay, early in his career, he was the guy who was known for his interceptions, but like... Last year, he wasn't known. He's
like
got 11 interceptions
year.
This year.
I don't care. I don't.
No. I'm just wondering what's
record,
happened.
I don't care about interceptions. He's old school, like John Elway. Throw 25 touchdowns, 25 interceptions.
By the way,
I don't care. Just very, let her rip.
It's very much a fantasy football lean too. Is not caring about interceptions.
Just let her rip.
The offensive stats.
Yeah, come on.
I think he's 11-11.
That's like caring about Jameis Winston throwing picks. Like if you're a Jameis Winston guy. You got to live with the picks. You know he's going to throw picks, but you know what else he's going to do? He's going to throw for like 350 yards in games.
Yeah.
It's just in his DNA.
He had a great touchdown pass yesterday. And we had our end of the season soccer party. So there was a bunch of people over at the house, a bunch of guys. We have the TV on with the games. And I was like, that's the thing about Jameis Winston. He can make an amazing pass like this,
yep.
but then he's just going to throw one right to the other team.
Well, because he's a YOLO guy.
Yes.
He's like, screw it. Somebody's down there. I'm putting this ball in the air.
So NFC West.
And he plays for the Browns. They literally have nothing to lose.
So NFC West, you've got Zona 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
With the Seahawks beating the 49ers, they're both 5-5
Big
a game back.
Next,
and
next
then the
week.
Rams are also 5-5. They beat the Patriots. Stafford hooked up with Cooper Kupp a couple times, hooked up with Puka Nacua. He ends up with 4 touchdown passes on the game. So who do you like in that division? Zona, Rams, Seahawks, 49ers.
I'm kind of buying into the Cardinals. But the problem is Kyler Murray, he is a roller coaster. But they've kind of leaned into the running game with James Conner, and their defense is surprisingly good. Massive game next week, by the way, as the Seahawks host the Cardinals. That's a big one.
A couple other nuggets that we learned yesterday. When you think the Jets are bad, it gets even worse.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, if you looked at his line, 2 touchdown passes, no picks, whatever. He now has a worse winning percentage than both Zach Wilson and Sam Darnold with the Jets. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson were just horrendous, and they felt like they needed to make a move, so they bring in Aaron Rodgers, and they've been worse with him. And I actually thought that it was a redemption story for Anthony Richardson because he gets benched. Flacco takes over. There's rumblings about his work ethic and being late to meetings and all this sort of thing.
Well, they all made a point about talking about it after the game.
And Richardson leads them to a win.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Probably the best completion percentage he's had in a long time. 20 for 30, which is banner for him because he was completing like 45% of his passes. And then he rushes for two touchdowns, which is kind of an Anthony Richardson signature. So good win for them. And then when you look at the AFC playoff picture, the Colts at 5-6, they have a shot. They're a game back of the Broncos, or 6-5.
When you see Richardson being interviewed, because I can't remember. The only time I remember maybe is like around the combine. Is he a nice guy? Does he come off like a nice kid?
He seems like the nicest kid ever.
He just didn't get it? Didn't understand it? Like maybe quarterbacks have to be there early?
Maybe it's part of the just maturing process.
I could see it Florida where it's maybe not a big deal.
Right.
But he's just probably one of those guys that's relied on his God-given physical talent so much that he hasn't had to work.
Right.
And now he's realizing he has to work.
Right. Well, I hope he realized it, because I hate seeing guys not live up to their potential.
Yeah.
It's awful.
But yeah, they're still in it. 5-6. Broncos 6-5. They got to win. Bo Nix threw for 4 touchdown passes.
Bo's my guy. I've kind of adopted Bo Nix.
I know you have.
He had really good numbers. Now, a lot of those touchdown passes were like wide receiver screens and a lot of yak if you were to watch the 4 touchdowns. But, Broncos right now would be a playoff team.
He had such a good nickname, too, for the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season.
Bo Picks.
I can't use that anymore. It's been too good.
Yeah. Coming up next, we will talk about Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals. They keep getting it done. We'll be right back.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.